The following podcast is a production of the Logan Park Neighborhood Association.
And I became very involved in the neighborhood and basically fell in love with it and its people. People are a lot more powerful than they realize, particularly when they make the decision to work together. There's practically nothing community members can't do once they set their mind to it.
Thanks for joining us for this podcast today. Logan Park Neighborhood Association is committed to keeping our community informed on issues that affect the health of our neighborhood. Now let's join the conversation.
Our conversation today is about a neighborhood project we are hoping all neighbors in Logan Park will appreciate because it has to do with a project this summer. The project is the building of a park pavilion that will be used for a shelter for picnics and concerts and other performances that are held in the park. This project is being funded by various community organizations and is being spearheaded by the Minneapolis Park Board, the Logan Park Neighborhood Association, Spark Y Youth Program, and a host of other contributors and volunteers, like my guest today, Clark Brummer. Clark, you've had a lot of experience, or quite a bit of experience anyway, with pavilion building because you were involved with the Beltrami's pavilion that was built a few years ago. So I want to know why your interest in building these park pavilions.
Well, my interest in timber frame construction goes back, 25 years, which is the old style of building with heavy pieces of timber and all mortise and tenon joinery. So very little metal, mostly wooden pegs. And the park board actually approached me about doing this project because I knew someone on the board that I talked to about it, and she connected me with the Beltrami group that was hoping to build a picnic shelter. And so it was just a cool intersection of skills and need.
So this building process goes back a number of years. An old way of doing things, or how?
Think of an old barn raising.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's only in the last 100 years or so that we've been using nails and doing stick frame construction. Before then, wooden buildings were done this way.
Okay.
So the technique dates back thousands of years. You can go back to Japan and China to see buildings that old that are still standing.
So, Clark, how did you learn it?
There's a school in Grand Marais called North House Folk School. And when they first started, one of the very first classes they did was timber frame construction. And I just happened to get involved in that very first class. I teach timber framing now through North House and some other places and through volunteer projects like this one.
Clark, you've lived in the neighborhood of Logan Park for quite a while. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I used to be a professional timber framer. And I had space in the Thorpe building where I was making these buildings commercially. I don't do that anymore, but that's what got me interested in Northeast. And I moved here 15 years ago. And I just love it here in Northeast.
The pavilion itself that's being built in Logan Park, what's it going to be used for? I mean, that's the first question somebody's going to say. Why a pavilion in the park?
Well, we don't have a picnic shelter yet. And that was our first idea. But once we started talking to the park board and about their master plan for the East of the River plan, they kind of had this area that we were looking at slated for performances. And boy, did that just get everyone excited about the possibility. Let's make it a dual purpose thing. And I was sure excited about designing something like that that can be a stage and a cover for the stage for doing musical performance, theatrical performance, who knows, but then double as a picnic shelter as well.
The drawings are on our webpage, loganparkneighborhood.org. So what kind of materials are you talking about? You say timber. I mean, is it just raw timber, or what does it look like?
Well, in the old days, they would have taken a round log that they cut out of the woods and then squared it off with a broad axe. That's a lot of work. So we'll be working with a sawmill. And they will saw the timbers square for us. And they're big. They're like 10 inches by 10 inches by, you know, up to 30 feet long. And they're massive, and they're really cool. We'll be using probably eastern white pine, just because that's our native species. If you go downtown and look at some of the old warehouses or even some of the old buildings here in our neighborhood, like the Casket Building, that's all made out of heavy timber. But that's not white pine. The white pine was gone by the time that those buildings were made. So that's Douglas fir that was brought in by rail from the West Coast.
Okay.
And by this time, it's the Industrial Revolution, so it's a lot of steel fasteners. So the technique that we're doing predates that. It's much less steel and just kind of doing all the joinery in wood.
Have they grown more white pine? I mean, if it was extinct at what point, they must have brought it back.
Sure. Northern Minnesota all got replanted, and there's lots of white pine there. Big, beautiful trees.
It's going to be a heavy structure, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, with those big timbers and everything, how does it fasten down so it doesn't, you know, move?
Well, you know, the gravity helps a lot, like you say. But a building like this is kind of, a structural engineer would say it's kind of like a kite, and that the wind can get underneath it and lift it up because there's no walls.
Oh, yeah.
So we definitely are going to be anchoring it down to the concrete slab.
There are many ways that people in the Logan Park community can get involved. I mean, if we have neighbors listening and they go, boy, that's a neat project. I'd like to see where I can involve myself. What are some of the ways they can?
Well, it's really an exciting process because we're going to get a load of timbers on a semi-truck delivered to the park. We're going to set up tents, and for about 10 days, a big group of volunteers are going to be doing the carving of the timbers. And there's power tools, of course, but there's plenty of mallet and chisel work, too, to make the mortise and tenons perfect so they fit together. One of our partners, Spark Y, they've got a lot of experience doing this, and I'll be bringing in a lot of my friends that are members of the Timber Framers Guild that are experts from all over the country that know how to do this. But we'll need support from the neighborhood as we do this. It's going to be about 8 to 10 days straight of carving and then a couple days to put it up at the end where we'll assemble it all with the crane. But the volunteers will need food. There's going to be some tasks that don't involve quite as much skill, like sanding and varnishing, and we'd love to have volunteers to help us do that.
So neighbors can bring in their hot dish.
Yeah, I think the LPNA is going to be organizing all that.
Okay.
And making sure that there's a schedule, who's bringing what meals when, but hot dish is perfect.
You can't have a project without hot dishes, right?
Yeah, I think so. That allows us to work longer into the evening, right? If we've got the fuel.
You mentioned a group called Spark Y, and I know that they're a youth 501c3 nonprofit. Mm-hmm. You're a volunteer for them. They're kind of overseeing some of the work.
Yeah, so Spark Y, they do a lot of really cool stuff with youth here in the city, both in Minneapolis Public Schools and outside. They partnered with us to build the picnic shelter in Beltrami Park, and you should definitely go over and check that out. You can even see it from Broadway as you drive by, but you should park and walk over and take a closer look at it. It's right next to the basketball courts. And just that partnership worked out so good, so well, that we wanted to do it again. Just by coincidence, since we did the Beltrami project, Spark Y had to move, and they moved right here into Logan Park. They're in the Casket Building now, is where their headquarters is. So they're members of our neighborhood now, too.
So when we go over and look at the Beltrami Pavilion, mm-hmm. we can get a sense of what it's going to be like and how it's going to be built. However, the design of the one that will go up in Logan Park is different, right?
Well, quite a bit different because it's got a different purpose. I mean, that one was strictly a picnic shelter, and it was important for the neighborhood that it be seen from a long ways away, and that's why that one is so tall. It's got a very steep roof pitch, and you can see it from any street, even though it's in the center of the park. The purpose of the one in Logan Park is different. It's to be a performance space as well as a picnic space. So it's bigger. It covers a wider area, but it's not quite as tall because it needs to serve a different purpose.
So a lot of bands and maybe theatrical, as you said earlier?
I hope so.
Yeah. Boy, this will be a great project for the neighborhood.
I can imagine some cool stuff going on during Art of Whirl. You know, I've seen live performances in Logan Park before, but they didn't have a stage to work with.
And we'll have electricity and lighting, and man, it's going to be a great project.
Yeah, I'm really excited to add this to our neighborhood park.
Well, Clark, we've talked a little bit about, you know, how this thing will be built, what it's going to look like, what it's going to be constructed of, but how did it all begin with you?
So Logan Park Neighborhood Association put out a call for ideas for projects on how to spend some of the funds that they had on neighborhood improvements. So I submitted a proposal similar to the one that we had done at Beltrami, just because it seemed like such a good fit.
Well, we sure appreciate it because now it's a project I think the whole community can own, get involved and own. And I think it's going to be a wonderful addition to our park.
Well, that's what makes it so different from just hiring a contractor and having them show up and put together a steel building or something. This is something that the whole neighborhood can get involved in and watch it happen and be a part of it. It's not just the structure we get at the end, but it's the event that we have that creates the structure.
And I didn't realize it was about 8 days that you're actually going to carve the wood and then construct the structure itself.
That's the plan, that we'll go from a pile of raw timbers to having the structure erected in 8 to 10 days. Depends on the weather and some good luck.
And your projected time frame for this is when?
This July.
For more information about our theme or guest, you can access it on our website at loganparkneighborhood.org. More podcasts are coming, so please check out the RSS feed on our website to automatically receive them when they come out. The website is simple to remember, loganparkneighborhood.org.